Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the kalam of Arif Billah Rumiya Waqf Tabra Jaisani Hazrat Shah Arif Billah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah Rahmatan Wasiah. And it is entitled Apne Malik Ko Razi Kare Khub Hum. जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, हो के इंसान नहीं जानवर से वो कम। दोस्तों सुन लो तुम कुछ मेरी दास्तां, दोस्तों सुन लो तुम कुछ मेरी दास्तां, एक दिन फिर नहीं होंगे दुनिया में हम, खाके तन में नहीं है अगर दर्द दिल, खाके तन में नहीं है अगर दर्द दिल, कोई कीमत नहीं खाक है सिर्फ हम। जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, हो के इंसान नहीं जानवर से वो कम। दो जहां में कोई मेरी कीमत नहीं, दो जहां में कोई मेरी कीमत नहीं, हाँ अगर आपकी हो निगाहे करम, सुहबते अहले दिल से मिला दर्द दिल, सुहबते अहले दिल से मिला दर्द दिल, वरना पाते कहाँ से ये दौलत भी हम। जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, हो के इंसान नहीं जानवर से वो कम। दर्द दिल सीखना है अगर दोस्तों, दर्द दिल सीखना है अगर दोस्तों, साथ मेरे रहो फिर सिखाएंगे हम। तारे अर्जो समा और शम्सो कमर, तारे अर्जो समा और शम्सो कमर, देख कर पा गए अपने खालिक को हम। जिसके दिल में नहीं है तेरा दर्द ओ गम, हो के इंसान नहीं जानवर से वो कम। दिल के मिलने की है बात कुछ और ही, दिल के मिलने की है बात कुछ और ही, साथ रहते हैं गो एक मुद्दत से हम। सख्तिया शेख की है फना के लिए, सख्तिया शेख की है फना के लिए, मत समझ इसको हर गिस्तितम। जिसके दिल में नहीं है تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. اختر بے نوا کی صدائے سنو, اختر بے نوا کی صدائے سنو, اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Allah, we should listen when the niyat of this reality of this coming into our hearts. And the kalam of Allah is the kalam of Allah. Nothing is superior than Quran Sharif. And without understanding Quran Sharif also, the effects of it come into us, how much we have got the talab, the desire, how much our hearts are inclined, even if we don't understand a word, but that reality will come. Then at a much lesser value, of course, the word of the Anbiya, of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, also have got an effect on us. Just by listening to a hadith, even without understanding, it will have, in fact, it is said, when listening to a hadith, it is as though we are in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then, to a lesser effect, the words of the ulama and awliya, even if we don't understand. We have our brother here, mashallah, from Kruenstadt. I could see from his face how he was listening with so much of attention. Though I don't think you're understanding, but alhamdulillah, he was listening properly. That is how our attitude should be. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and then see what the effect will come into our heart. And Allah Ta'ala is Qadir Mutlaq. There is no limitations on Allah's Qudrat. Even without understanding, Allah puts it, the message, into our heart. And how many people, as it comes in the hadith, there are many who will teach or relate the hadith, but to whom they teach it, those people will benefit more than from whom they received it. So who Allah wants to give, Allah gives. And that is on our, that talab that we have. Hadrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, must be a talib, a sadiq, a true seeker, and then Allah Ta'ala opens. And the example ulama give is like a thirsty person, he wants water. How he's desperate for water. Or, like, not such a good example, but we can understand, a person who needs to go to a toilet urgently, how he looks for a toilet. Where will he find a toilet? He's so desperate. Like that, we must be desperate for the love of Allah Ta'ala. That how, where can I find the love of Allah? And if we listen with that, in such a heart, Allah comes in that heart. And Allah puts that into the heart of a person. And this beautiful poem of our Shaykh Damat Rahmatullah Ali, where Hazrat is teaching us about the realities of ta'alluq with Allah, in keeping contact with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Apne malik ko raadi kare khub ham. We make Allah Ta'ala very happy. How to make Allah Ta'ala very happy? And that must be our jistuju, our object of life. How can I make my Allah happy? In the battle of Badr, one sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he asked, oh Allah's Nabi, how can I make Allah laugh? That is, so happy Allah becomes, like, when you're very happy, you laugh. That Allah becomes, in other words, he meant that Allah becomes extremely happy with us. Many people know the hadith and quote it a lot, that in the battle of Badr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wore double armor. He took precautions. But then this is also an incident and a hadith for the Battle of Badr. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam informed him and told him to take off your armor and go and fight with the enemy with an open body, no armor whatsoever. And that you take all the swords that come on your body and you accept them and become shaheed. He went and he became shaheed like that. So in other words, that makes Allah... So the one side we see that that is also part of deen and a great part of deen. And we also see that the desire to how to please Allah, that must be within us all the time. How can I make my Allah happy? What can I do to make my Allah happy? And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has declared, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and man but for my worship. That is what makes Allah extremely happy. On one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, makes Allah Ta'ala very, very happy. So a sahabi asked, not even jihad in the path of Allah, because it was the mindset of the sahaba that jihad is the highest form of ibadat, to go and strive and give your life in the path of Allah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, not even jihad. Even if a person goes and his sword breaks into pieces and he becomes dyed in blood, in other words, his whole body is covered with blood, that also does not make Allah Ta'ala so happy as the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explaining this explains that jihad and all other forms of efforts of deen is to bring deen alive. The object is deen itself. And that all the forms of deen, zikr also, namaz also, all the to bring deen alive, that is the object. So when a person practices on that, Allah Ta'ala becomes extremely happy with that banda. So Allah Ta'ala give us that all the time, how to make Allah Ta'ala happy. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham. In that person whose heart, your love is not in that heart. That is why Allah has created us, that we find the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the place of love is the heart. Allah has created the heart, so we should give the heart to Allah Ta'ala. If we have to analyze ourselves, we find we have given our heart to almost any and everything else besides Allah Ta'ala. How many of us, we have given it to halal things, our business which is halal, our wife which is halal, our children which is halal. So to give them our heart is in order, but to the limit, but who has created us, we should be giving our full heart to Allah Ta'ala. And then, with regard to giving our heart to Allah Ta'ala, we find we on our side, we have given our heart so many haram things also, like sports for example. We even say a certain player is my idol. Idol is haram, totally haram, but we have made that our idol. And the way we will die for our sports, to listen to the commentary, wasting our time completely, discussing it so much at all about the teams, etc. For cars, how many have got just a flair for cars? And we will just be talking about cars. Somebody, our other pursuits, whether it may be like fishing or hunting, though it is permitted in its limits, and if it is permissible me to earn our rosy, etc. But otherwise it is discouraged, because a person becomes ghafil, unmindful of his namazes, his ibadat, etc. For example, his namazes are not in the masjid then. He is running after animals then. And when a person runs after animals, a hunter, then he forgets himself also. And he will run distances to get that animal of his. A fisherman will sit and watch his line, or the whole night also. So we have given our hearts to so many other things, whereas we should give our heart to Him who gave us the heart. The heart is the palace of Allah Ta'ala. And in the palace of the king, only the king should be there. Allah should be there. Jiske dil mein nahi tera dard aur gham, that person who hasn't got your love in his heart, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Though outwardly he is like a human being, but he is less than an animal also. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adall. It is said that Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, during the day, 11, 12 o'clock, when the sun was shining bright, he was walking around with a lantern in the Baghdad. Somebody asked him, Junaid, so bright sun and you walking, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for a human being. He says, all this you see here, you don't see any human being, the city is full with people. He says, I just see animals here, I'm looking for a human being. Today we give value to material things. Today we regard our success also to various types of material things. What kind of car I'm driving, what kind of a house I've got, what's my investments like, what's my bank balance. According to that is our value and other people's value. A country, the infrastructure they've got, all the roads, all the buildings, etc. So much so that even like cinemas is a thing, that they've got so many cinemas, they've got so many stadiums, wasting time in sports stadiums. But that is a thing of merit. Whereas what it is, an insan making effort on everything, forgot to make effort on himself. Okay. That he must become insan. And insani sifat, qualities, we should develop within ourselves. The main of which is iman, Islam, honesty, integrity, to be kind, to be humble. All those qualities, that is what is the value of a person. Otherwise, we are even less than an animal. We are not even fit to be animals. Dosto, sun lo tum kuch meri daastan. Oh my friends, listen to my story, to my what I've got to say. And here, Hazrat is drawing our attention that we should pay full attention. Ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. One day will be a day, Hazrat says, that we won't be in this world again. And then everyone, after the person has passed away, then they praise the person. It is said that Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, when he used to have his majlis, 15, 20, 25 people used to come. When he had passed away, then it was said that literally in the Darul Uloom of Kurangi, Hazrat Mufti Sahib's Darul Uloom, where the janaza namaz took place, there wasn't a place for one more toe. So full of people. Some Allah wala, with a deep sigh, he said that when Hazrat Mufti Sahib was alive and we could benefit from him, then 20, 25 people came. Today when we can't take that benefit to come for the janaza namaz is mubarak. But all that barakat, the benefit of the majalis, that is not there now. Now the whole world has come. The place is full to capacity. So while we say that so and so, that person, nobody can replace his that vacuum that he has left, nobody can fill it. But the thing is that how much are we benefiting? Many people then on the tombstone, they write a lot about the person. That this he did, that he did, etc. We write books about the person. But when he was living and we could benefit, then we don't take that benefit. So it is our duty. So Hazrat also is saying that take the benefit while the time is there. Haqitan mein nahi hai agar dard dil. In this whole body of ours, the heart should be filled with the love of Allah, and from there, like the heart pumps the blood to all parts of the body. If any part of the body doesn't get blood, that part will become dead. In fact, gangrene will set in. They will have to amputate that part of the body. Like that, the love of Allah should be in the heart. And then that love should be pumped to every part of the body. The love of Allah should not only be in the heart, but in every part. Khaake tan mein nahi hai agar dard dil. In this sand body of ours, if there isn't the love of Allah, in the eyes must be the love of Allah, in the tongue must be the love of Allah, the ears that we want to listen to the kalam of Allah, we want to listen to the talks of Deen. On the tongue we are making the zikr of Allah, we are talking about Allah all the time. With our eyes we are seeing as though we are seeing Allah Ta'ala, seeing the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Inna fi khalq as-samawati wal-ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar la'ayatin li ulil albab. That we are seeing Allah Ta'ala. Wa ka'ayyin min ayatin fi as-samawati wal-ard yamurruna 'alayha wa hum 'anha mu'ridun. We pass by so many clear signs of Allah, but we pay no attention. A modern person will pass by and will say, what a magnificent scene, what a breathtaking scene. But we know, we don't take any. For us, we should see immediately behind it Allah Ta'ala. A beautiful waterfall, a beautiful spring, fountain, flowers. See the qudrat of Allah, which is much more than that fountain and much more than all that. So we should be seeing Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala all the time. From every part of the body, it should be in submission. When reading tasbih, we are counting like on our fingers. When our going in sajda, all the head, the seven parts which are in sajda touching the ground, we should be, all those parts are in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf ham. We got no value if we haven't got the love of Allah, then this body of ours is only sand. And to sand it will return. From sand, minha khalaqnaakum wa fiha nu'eedukum. And to the sand we will return you again. But when that body had the love of Allah, it's not far-fetched that body won't turn into sand. It will remain just air. Allah will protect it. When the love of Allah Ta'ala came, Allah won't allow that love of His to turn into sand. But when we did not bring the love of Allah in the parts of the body, when we go to the sand, it also becomes sand. Sand plus sand equals sand. That is all what we are, all the time. So we should bring the love of Allah Ta'ala, that is the object. And then to practice on deen, it won't become easy, it will become a pleasure and a joy. To practice on deen will be a joy. We won't be able to live without deen. Where deen will be our object. Okay? We will live for deen. One friend, Qasim Chautia, passed away, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah give him the highest stages. Towards the end, he had a few other setbacks in his life. Then he was not supposed to drive, but for Fajr, he took the car and he drove. He bumped the car in a circle. After that, a doctor was living opposite, so came, helped him to come. He had concussion. But he started walking to the masjid. He's bleeding everything. Say, where are you going? I have to go masjid. So that must be within us. Even in that state, I have to be going to the masjid. All the time. How many other people? One person who had a severe heart attack. They're all telling him, you have to go to doctor, go and check up, etc. He said, I have to first read my namazes. When I finish my fajr and ishraq, then there will be time, I'll see it at that time. So much of love for deen, for namaz, for the masjid, Allah grant us also that we also can have that. We were the smallest little excuse, just a little pipsqueak on the TV screen that closed the masjid. We all jump and we all close the masjid. Whereas we should be dying for the masjid. We should be, the masjid should be open. We should be coming to the masjid. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. I've got no value in both the worlds. In this world also and akhirat also. What value has he got? Ha, agar aapki ho nigaah e karam. But only, O Allah, if you show your mercy and your kindness. We have to beg of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala pulls us towards Him. It is all in the, Allah created us. It is His fadl and karam. Allah gave us afiyat and salamati, kept well our eyes, our brains, our heart, it's functioning, everything. All that, we should make shukr to Allah. But more than all that, that Allah Ta'ala fills our hearts, our bodies, every part with His love, from every hair. Khaja Aziz al-Hassan Sahib, Majzub Rahmatullah, he says, when I make the zikr of Allah, it is like honey is coming out from every hair of my body. That enjoyment we should get when reading, when saying the name Allah. What a beautiful name Allah Ta'ala gave us of His name, Allah. It is the most beautiful name. Kaisa Piyara Allah, Allah, Kaisa Piyara Na. Hey, Aashiqo ka meena or jam hai. It is the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Just to be taking the name of Allah. And this will happen if we continuously make effort. We continuously try, then it will happen. And fortunate is that person who before he dies, he gains the love of Allah. For more fortunate is that person who as early as possible in his youth, some fortunate were those people who while they were children, they enjoyed taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. All the time just taking the name of Allah. The sooner we gain this love, and for that from our side is inabat ilallah. We try, we turn towards Allah Ta'ala. And who makes inabat, for them also Allah pulls them towards Him. And Allah makes them His. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala give that to, we have no value if Allah's karam is not on us. And Allah doesn't bless us with His love. So we have to beg of Allah. And we have to hope from Allah. Allah deals with a person how he has got hope of Allah ta'ala. Where we have hope for other things, the real hope we must have that Allah becomes ours. Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak, make us yours, O Allah, and you become ours, O Allah. You become ours, you make us yours, O Allah. A person who has found Allah, everything he sees different than. He'll appreciate his wife so much. He'll appreciate his children so much. He'll appreciate everything which is right and halal. Masjid, just passing by a masjid, hearing the adhan, he will go in an ecstasy. It was everything, just seeing some Allah wala. The person with a beard, with a sunnah dress, will make him go in an ecstasy. He will get that happiness. And if Allah's muhabbat is not there, and it's never a vacuum, and khudana khasta, shaitan's muhabbat is in the heart, then stadium's muhabbat will come. What a stadium! What a system they got. These offices here, how the security, how the system works, all this dunya things will have value in our eyes. Things of sin will have value in our eyes. A soccer match will mean so much to us. We can die then for this soccer match. A cricket match, which is all useless, kicking a ball, throwing a ball, hitting a ball, running after a ball, all that will amuse us. That is, if Allah's muhabbat is not there, and then it's not just dunya's muhabbat, shaitan's muhabbat comes. And then all these things will amuse us, and we'll be prepared to give our lives for these things also. صحبت اهل دل سے ملا درد دل. And Allah has shown, يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين الرحمن فاسال به خبيرا. You want the love of Allah Ta'ala, then go to those people who in your heart it is that this person has got the love of Allah. And all you do is sit with adab and respect by him. And you will see it will rub off on you. One time, a person asked Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali that by sitting by Allah Wala, how do you benefit? What benefit do you get when you're just sitting by them? And another person asked a similar question that many people cherish to be buried near pious people, that we are very fortunate. Our neighbor in the Qabristan also is a pious person. Also ask Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, that he is in his qabr, he is in his qabr. How are they going to, what benefit he's going to get? Why does he want to be buried next to a righteous and pious person? So it was summer, somebody was fanning Maulana those days, wasn't all this electrical fans and air conditioners, hand fan. So he says, this person here, who is he fanning? He says, he's fanning you. He was fanning Maulana. And he asked, aren't you also getting the coolness? Aren't you also benefiting? He said, yes. So he said, when Allah's rahmat comes down, when it comes down on the Allah wala, it comes on the people who are sitting near them. So those who are sitting near Allah wala, Allah's rahmat which comes down upon them, it comes down upon those who are there also. So to attend the majalis of the Ahlullah, we are fortunate, the majlis of ours is our Shaykh's majlis. By the command of our Shaykh that we had to have this majlis. And it is Hazrat's fuyus that are and barakat which are here. And we can see from the poems of Hazrat that how lot love of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat was filled, oh, brimming over with the love of Allah Ta'ala in everything. Oh, one great alim, Maulana Ayub Surti of the UK, who hosts many ulama, hosts them for bayans, etc. He said, I've never seen somebody like Hazrat, that he's just talking of Allah. Usually the bayan takes place in the masjid after the namaz, half an hour, 1 hour bayan, whatever it is. After that is meals, after that is some discussion, after that is sleeping time. But he says, Hazrat, bayan is on the love of Allah. When he's coming from the masjid, he's talking of Allah's love. When he's sitting and waiting for the food, he's talking of Allah. While eating, he's talking of Allah's love. All the time, till he goes and sleep, or rather till and everyone else goes and sleep. Till he gets ears to ear, he's talking of the love of Allah. Once in Mauritius, at breakfast after Fajr, Hazrat was talking of the love of Allah. Mir Sahib came after some time, Hazrat, breakfast is ready. Hazrat didn't hear him also. He carried on talking. Then he came back, Hazrat, the breakfast is gone cold second time. Breakfast is ready, we warmed it again. A third time, Hazrat became angry. I'm talking of the love of Allah and you telling me about breakfast. Otherwise, we are such that we just get a little smell of the breakfast or something. The tea brewing or the coffee brewing, then we just cut everything short. But this love of Allah, Allah bless us. And by Hazrat's majlis, may Allah bless us all also, inshallah. Sohbat ehle dil se mila darde dil, warna paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. Otherwise, where should we also have got this treasure? Hazrat says what his Shaykh, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat used to. Hazrat was his khadim from a very young age. From the age of very young age, Hazrat was his khadim. And Hazrat's duty was to wake up Hazrat for tahajjud namaz. And every day, Hazrat says, before I could wake up, Hazrat was up already. I had to wake him up like at 3 o'clock at night. Before I'm up, Hazrat was up already. And already I'm hearing him singing the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Then getting ready with wuzu, with namaz, zikr. Every day, the 7 manzils of munajat-e-maqbool. Not one manzil a day, all 7 manzils. And all off by heart. Whole qasida burda sharif, not one manzil a day, but the whole qasida burda. 10-15 suparas of tilawat. And from that time till 12 o'clock, 9 hours continuous only in the ibadat of Allah. Till about 11 o'clock ibadat, and then going to teach Bukhari Sharif. Hazrat should go and teach Bukhari Sharif continuously in the ibadat. How can a person do that? Oh, it's only one way, if you have the love of Allah. We can understand, today people can stay awake the whole night looking at films, etc. Looking at filth and dirt, etc. Because that love is filth, shaitan's muhabbat is in the heart. So all those things will appeal to a person. But you just ask, you sit with the Quran Sharif, and then you see your eyes are already blinking now, you're feeling sleepy now. Now your mind doesn't want to work. And now all the dalils come in front of you. I'll read wrong and that. Put the Quran Sharif away and go and sleep. But just that time also, you hear some messages come on the phone. You take the phone, suddenly the sleep is gone again. Where it's gone, you don't know. All these other things. So to develop the love of Allah Ta'ala. So for that, we should desire it for ourselves also, for everyone else. All our majalis, we'll having the Islahi Majlis, inshallah, 1st, 2nd and 3rd of Rabiul Awwal, 8, 9 and 10 of October, try and invite as many people. By our invitation also, Allah will make this muhabbat come in our hearts also. And whatever effort we make, and if one person gets hidayat through our effort, or that full record of his good deeds will be account, it will be in our account as well. Darde dil seekhna hai agar dosto. So Hazrat says, if you want to learn this love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, on behalf of the mashayikh, Hazrat says, saath mere raho, phir sikhayenge hum. Live with me, stay with me, and then we will teach you this love of Allah Ta'ala. So to be in the company of the Ahlullah. And who is that? Who our heart tells us. Even if that person is not really Allah Wala, but in our heart with sincerity we go to somebody who we think Allah will bless us with His love. Allah will deal with us. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. We went to that person to find the love of Allah. Allah will give us according to our intention. He will bless us with His love. So, Allah Wala, we should see. And the criteria also has been chalked out for us. Who we should go, where we should go. So we should try and make this effort, take out some time, and these opportunities are there for us. And we can only thank Allah Ta'ala, make shukr that Allah sent our mashayikh, our Ahlullah to our country. Where South Africa, where India, and our Ahlullah all so busy. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi came, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi came, our Shaykh came so many times, 10 times he came to our country, and for no other object but to teach the love of Allah Ta'ala, that how do people, and alhamdulillah, Allah crowned Hazrat's efforts with great success. How many people in the country, mashallah, they are all now devoted to Allah Ta'ala and developing and working towards the love of Allah Ta'ala and found meaning in life also and joy in life. May Allah make us also amongst those people. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah.